Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, live and in living color to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And, of course, Felix and the gang hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the postal post offices so you can get your mail today. And let's not forget also the suicide jockeys bringing in the gasoline and the diesel so you got a little petrol for your vehicle. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Also, we're on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Facebook, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we're also on have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and give it a look, and if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can certainly hear us on that website. The stream is over there, and we play the last show all day long until the next new show comes on. So you can go over there and catch a little double duty. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, it's Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a caller that just called in, and it's Mike, the honorable mayor of Clearwater, wannabe, could be, should be. So, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure, ma'am. There's two questions I have. You know, we have reports that President Putin is not well. His health could be declining. And, you know, he's pretty much made statements in the past, you know, if I go down, everybody will go down. And when you decline, your health declines, you know, mentally, maybe you could also be declining there as well. So I have a feeling that if he feels like if he's cornered and if he has nothing to lose, that might be when he decides to break out the tactical nukes, or maybe he's crazy enough that he'll just say, you know, the hell with it and just go nuclear all the way. So I want you to comment on that. And then the second thing, Denise, what's not being talked about is the North Koreans. You know, 7 years ago when Kim would fire off a missile and it would go up about 300 feet in the air and then fizzle out, you know, we'd kind of laugh at him and, you know, people made jokes about it. Well, they pretty much left him unchecked. You know, he chased out all of the inspectors. He's had 7 years. I'm sure the Iranians and all kinds of bad people sent people over there to help him develop his technology. Now he's firing missiles that could actually reach the U.S., and it's really not no joke anymore. So I want you to comment on that, and what do you think? Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
I don't think that Putin is in bad health. I think that there's some people that were kind of throwing that out there, thinking that there was some form of a reason that he is behaving the way that he is. he wrote a very large manifesto last July telling us what he was going to do, and it was published. He has had many meetings with our adversaries. He has dispersed his Wagner group and his hit squads in all kinds of places across the globe. We saw what he did in Syria. Nobody did a blasted thing. So he knew that he... The one piece that nobody is really discussing is at some point when this Ukraine thing is over with, if and when it's over with, because now there's a chance that he may go further than Ukraine, but he is taking the calculated risk that nobody in the world, no world leaders, are willing to push back on him. All of the United States is doing is sending weapons over there, and not the ones that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And the same goes with Germany. So, you know, he's his own pariah, and it appears to me that Western leaders seem to be okay with this. Most of all, Biden. So, as far as North Korea goes, the United States is too risk averse to under Biden to do anything, because China is protecting North Korea, and we don't want to. Again, we're too risk averse to do anything. So, North Korea is going to be unchecked. So we're not in a good spot. And I don't know if any of you actually saw the two-part, interview that Brett Baer had with Sean Penn, and Sean Penn is anything but somebody that I have any regard for, but I will tell you it was really a remarkable interview because he gets it right.
Yeah.
And I would suggest watching it.
I saw it. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate that, and don't forget to check out FoundersCode.com. Now, Geico brings you this portion of the program, and they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll even offer coverage on your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. Now, don't forget, they can help you with your homeowners, renters, and condo insurance policy, because if you bundle your automobile policy with either the homeowners, the renters, or the condo insurance, you'll save a bunch of money. That's how you save money, by bundling the policies together. So go over to the website or call them up, your local agent. You can find out how to do all that at Geico, GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and hello again.
Good morning.
Here's a joke for you. If it's not a joke, it's serious, but listen to this. Twitter pledges to remove ads skeptical of climate change.
Okay.
I mean, here we go again with the woke culture.
Well, I guess we need to be asking who's paying for that.
Yep, and they probably won't get a straight answer, just my guess, but then what do I know? Now, we know that President Joe Biden has announced that he's going to send $800 million more in military aid to help Ukraine. But we also know there's a bunch of slow walking going on right now because of this little technicality that we found out about strictly by accident. His authority to draw the U.S. military from the U.S. military stockpiles ended at $3 billion. Now he has to get the permission of Congress to be able to send anything. So even though he's promised more than what he can give, You think that'll go through, or what are we going to do now?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to other countries and have them backstop it and see what they can do. But they're not going to get anything out of Germany. Chancellor Olaf pretty much looked at the list and said, crossed off about 80% of it. So, I mean, where's the stuff going to come from?
Well, they have they have enough parts they got to put together and put back up in the air 20 more of their aircraft. I did not know that until yesterday.
No, I wouldn't go so far. They have parts. But, you know, who's going to do it?
Well, somebody's got to fly them, right?
Well, someone's got to do the maintenance. Who's going to do that?
We have people that could do that. We'll see.
Well, we do, but we're not sending anybody in the country, so we're too risk-averse.
I bet you that some of the retired aviation maintenance techs that might have been trained right here in our backyard, I'll bet they show up over there.
But they don't.
Well, we'll see, because I'm going to find out a little bit later, because when I saw that story, the first thing I thought of was National Aviation Academy. So we'll see. We'll see, and I will know shortly. You know, it's been an interesting week for polls and whatnot, and for the mask mandate ending and then not ending and then re-ending again. Just over half of Americans say that ending the mask mandate is a good thing, but apparently it's not a good thing if you come from a big blue city in a big blue state.
Where we are right here at this point is what I would necessarily call mask gate. You know, you may not have to wear a mask to get on an airplane at the moment, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to wear a mask when you get off the airplane at whatever airport. So we're still in a stupid place. I couldn't care less if I got on an airplane right now. You know, or certainly for the next couple of years. And it's not the airline's fault, really. You know, they were begging to have this whole thing lifted a long time ago. So, flying isn't what it used to be by a long stretch.
No.
And I don't want to be with all that.
Now, if you were a fly on the wall, have you had an opportunity to be sitting where this meeting is going to be held? We've had a week of back-to-back attacks between the Iranian forces in Iraq firing upon our American forces, both in Iraq and Syria. And after the back-to-back attacks, we're being told that diplomats from Iran and Iraq are going to meet. And my comment about being a fly on the wall is, what do you suppose they're going to talk about?
Well, Iraq is pretty much run by Iran.
Yep.
Because of all the Iranian militia there.
Yep.
So I don't think that the Iraqi leadership has any spine either. I had an interview with a former Pentagon official earlier this week, and my question was, the cost of national security, not just ours, but other countries. Look at the cost that Israel, the actual dollar cost that Israel and, you know, all of its citizens has to pay to protect itself. Look at the cost of what the United States and Western allies and friends, as they like to call it, just in the last 6 to 8 weeks, has cost us to send weapons and whatnot to Ukraine. Look at the cost of the vulnerabilities that the United States has on cyber attacks. I mean, it's absolutely staggering that we're throwing so much money and resources to allegedly protect and be safe, and we're not gaining any ground. So it comes down to diplomacy. And the United States, the leaders of the free world, and I say that loosely now, what are we standing for? At least under Trump, and I had a lot of reasons not to like him, but at least under Trump, adversaries and friends and allies knew where we were coming from. And it's like, we follow, but get out of the way, because here comes the United States again. We're not there anymore, even though Biden likes to say America is back. We're not back at all.
No. Backwards.
Look at the money that we're spending dealing with 2 million just since Biden, 2 million illegals coming across our southern border.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're housing these people. We're giving them debit cards. We're flying them all over the place. We're building tent cities. We're unbuilding them. We're rebuilding them. We're paying NGOs and church groups and blah, 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 blah. Then once they're here, what are we doing? Well, we got to go hire interpreters to work in public school systems with Medicare and Medicaid and education, transportation. What are we doing? And I'd like to ask a real hard question, if I was sitting in the White House press room, to little Jen Psaki, not that I'd ever get an answer because she doesn't give answers. Has Biden talked to any of these leaders in Latin America? We'll just start there. Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. I know that we gave that job to Kamala, who didn't do it.
Well, they got Mayorkas down there right now with the Secretary of State Blinken in Panama.
But Panama, I would say, is not really the problem here.
No.
The problem resides in Washington, D.C. Now, don't you think that the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and even Mexico, don't you feel like that with all these people that are leaving, and that's just that sector. We haven't talked about the Chinese or those, you know, all the other things. We're draining their labor.
Yep. To be continued on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and we will talk to you then. Be safe. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes. I'm sure you're going to be happy to see them. I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and our military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And check them out, and we'll tell you all about the specifics here in just a second after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, which is a high-paying, in-demand job where you can work anywhere in the world once you get that certification. Now, the way you find out about things to begin with is to go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, take a look at what they have to offer right there, and then my next suggestion is to get on the telephone and call them up and asked to take a tour at one of their two facilities. Now, they're located in Clearwater, Florida, right here by me. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And then, of course, you have the school in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, the phone number is simply 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour. Now, you can tour both schools, both locations. You don't need to reflect just on one. So if you want to come to Florida, that's fine. If you want to go to Massachusetts, that's fine. Either way, you will find out about both their campuses. Don't forget the website, NAA.edu. Now, the White House announced it has appointed a retired three-star general who previously helped coordinate the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition to manage the steadily increasing influx of material assistance for the Ukraine. We're waiting to see how that's going to work out. In addition, three children have died at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina in two separate incidences, which are both under investigation. The NCIS is investigating the circumstances. Now, you might have heard me tell you about this latest drone that's being sent to Ukraine. It's called the Phoenix Ghost, brand new to the war scene. The U.S. Air Force's new drone is supposed to be perfect for Ukraine's war with Russia. This is part of the latest $800 million in arms package for Ukraine that includes this new drone, the Phoenix Ghost, a tactical drone, a never-before-revealed system designed by the U.S. Air Force that will now get a chance to prove its mettle on the battlefield of Ukraine. And we'll see what happens. And we'll see quickly. Now, the Army also unveiled an expensive set of new policies, which are aimed to create one of the most consequential sets of quality of life improvements over the military in a number of years. Again, the jury's out on that. Don't know what's going to happen. And, of course, we told you earlier this week that a small troop of Ukrainian soldiers, about 50 Ukrainian artillerymen, are getting a crash course in the howitzer weapons system this week. A senior defense official commented. And there were very few details. All we were told was that they are here and they are training. We'll see what happens. Vladimir Putin has claimed victory in his strategic city of Mariupol, saying that they've won, victory is theirs, even as he ordered his troops not to risk more losses by storming the last pocket of the Ukrainian resistance in the war's ironic battlefield. And that's probably a good thing, because a number of people, both Russian and Ukraine, were going to get killed if they had to go underground and fight those guys. I'm sure they were set, ready to go. And I certainly hope that's the case and they're not just doing a bait and switch, sitting outside waiting for them to come back outside again and then let them have it, which wouldn't surprise me at all. Now, the Ethiopians are queuing up to volunteer for Russia's fight in Ukraine. They really don't have a lot of job opportunities there. And the queues formed early outside the Russian embassy in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, drawn by rumors on social media, young men and old men, many with their military records in hand, arrived with hopes of fighting for Russia in the Ukraine. Well, that's just ducky. We'll see how that works out, because I'm sure we'll find out sooner rather than later. And let's not forget, that as the U.S. sends their brand new drone, the Phoenix Ghost, sounds ominous, doesn't it, into the Donbass battle. We'll wait and we'll see what happens there. But these drones, manufactured by the AVX Aerospace Company, are similar to the Switchblade drones, with smart and precision weapons packed with explosives that are able to strike targets in a kamikaze fashion. They're also supposed to be stealth, and we're going to find out about that when they launch those. We'll see how stealth they are, because I'm sure they're going to come in with a swarm type of attack, which is what we've heard before that has made these things so dreadful and so good at one time. They come in, and then it's very tough to take them all down. Now, we had an F-15 and F-16 jointly testing Legion Pod infrared trackers to see how they were going to work. In addition, some of the new B-21 bomber facilities at Ellsworth Air Force Base reportedly will be ready to operate in 2024. Been a little bit of a delay there, but you're dealing with the government, and that's what happens. And the U.S. Coast Guard's polar security cutters are going to be receiving the Mark 38 Mod 4 guns, the Bushmaster Mark 44 autocannons with the MIS mount, designated as Mark 33 modification MOD-4 on some of the new cutters. Plus, the U.S. Coast Guard was vague as to which cutters they said would be getting the polar security package, which makes them a little bit more formidable to deal with. And again, we'll see what happens, how that works out. Okay, Eric, you're not going to have a lot of time, but go for it.
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Excellent program again. Hey, real quick, regarding this Ukraine stuff that's going on, I think, my opinion, one of the most accurate people that I've been paying attention to or listening and following is a retired, I think he's a full bird colonel, Douglas McGregor.
I've watched him.
President Trump's security advisors, you know, or policy advisors, excuse me, I might have that a little backwards. He's been pretty much spot on what's unfolded going on as far as projections. This is my opinion, trying to look at all sides of this situation here. Now, here's the thing. There are reports you're talking about them not going into Mariupol and, you know, halting forward progress and just basically placing the facility under siege, essentially. That's because there's civilians down in those tunnels. And some of the civilians that are trying to go out to these humanitarian corridors are being popped in the back by Azov forces and some Ukrainian forces.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, thank you very much. In this portion of the program, we're going to get a bonus Truckers Highway and Byway report because of the bad weather that we've got. We want to get everybody up to snuff on what's going on up in the northern part of the country, north of, north of I-40. Now, first of all, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive. And let's not forget that they are building a brand new dealership up there in Brooksville that should be open probably in another 4 to 6 weeks, I'm being told, depending on the weather. Of course, when it rains, you can't do some of the things they're doing. But Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, where if you stop by and see Sean and tell Sean the captain sent you, you're going to get a big discount on your vehicle that you buy, certified pre-owned or new, plus also the Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, you can find out more about Moss by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, their motto is to do whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Now, don't forget, they also have the famous You Save, You Serve program for active duty military, veterans and firefighters, police, first responders, and church pastors, too. They take great care of you, and in my opinion, they're the best dealership around because I believe in what they do. They've done great things to help me. And if they'll help me, they'll help you. And all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. All righty, let's get started. Play a little music and bring us into the weather.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-to's book from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I turn it up around.
That's called Hell Yeah. That's a little tease there for you from Montgomery Gentry. And we've played Montgomery Gentry tonight. That's been the band that we featured, the group we featured. And if you want to find out more about them, well, just chip on over to their page and find out more about them. Or check out YouTube. We've got a lot of great videos over there. All right, now let's take a look at the weather while we can. Because we've got an active storm system, big time, in the northern part of the United States, I-80 North. If you're coming out of Montana, the eastern part of Montana, up and down I-25, down into Casper, Wyoming, we are totally affected by a winter storm and a blizzard warning up and down all the way through to the Canadian border. Now, moving over into North and South Dakota, we've got a blizzard warning up in the western part of North Dakota for you truckers headed west on 94. You're going to be in it for probably 200 miles, so just be prepared. Coming down out of Rapid City, South Dakota, you're going to have about 100 miles. We're running into that same weather coming on across. You'll be out of it. Then you'll run into regular snow. Then you'll run into a combination of whatever, because it looks like we're going to have a lot of different weather scenarios today in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Now, down below I-80, you're going to see rain, wind, and possibly some severe thunderstorms. So keep that in mind. Up in the north, as the temperatures drop and the storm moves to the east on 94 and on 90, especially headed towards Chicago, you're probably going to see rain first, then changing over to snow. This is going to go on all weekend. Now, down in the south, we've got rain in Mississippi. We've got rain around New Orleans. And we've got apparently some windy conditions right now and water down there in South Florida. So be advised, there might be some small craft warnings up down there. Upper Peninsula, Michigan, we also have some winter storm watches up in there. Now, moving into Missouri, along I-44, you've got rain coming in from Joplin all the way over to Fort Leonard Wood. So be advised that we could have some flooding in there. There are some flood watches. The same thing with the northwest corner of Arkansas, especially coming across I-40, and down there in the southern part of Oklahoma, coming up out of the Dallas Metroplex for about 50 miles of Oklahoma, you've got heavy rain and some flood watches and warnings there as well. Now, with all that being said, make sure that you set your route, your schedule accordingly, especially going up into the northwest. If you're running I-90, I-94, and going west of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and west of Des Moines, headed up onto the north there towards Seattle, Portland, you're gonna definitely have some challenges this weekend. Okay, well, hold the fort because we are about to be entertained once I find this and get this queued up, because we are going to have our famous 60 Seconds with Todd, a Todd edition here. So here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you see the elites, they struck in the market. Okay, you see how they did that? Okay, if you don't know how they did that, the elites know that they're gonna short, okay? They short the market. If you don't know how to short the market, you're an idiot for being in the market, okay? You don't know what you're doing, okay? That's why Phil Grandy says if you don't know how to short the market, you're a sucker. Okay, so they say the elites, they know. Go see if George Soros shorted the market yesterday. Go see if Nancy Pelosi made millions of dollars yesterday by shorting the market and Netflix. Go see who made money shorting the market. That's called insider trading, and the politicians are guilty of it, okay? That's what happened, okay? Because you're not what they call a whale. You're not like Warren Buffett where you could take a hit for 10 years. You could sit on the stock for 10 years, okay? When your stock falls, you panic, okay? He doesn't panic. He just waits, and he knows it'll come back. That's the difference. If you don't know how to short the market, you're out of your league, okay? That's the elite striking right there, okay? Because the left only wants to hurt anybody they can, okay? If Joe Biden doesn't love the people in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he's from, he sure as heck doesn't love you. He doesn't give a crap about you, okay? And that's the Democrat way. Okay, stand up for our. Did you see the reporter who asked Lori Lightfoot, "How could you run for office again when you're doing such a crappy job?" Okay, and she got mad at him. The cop got shot, gunned down right there in Chicago on a drive-by. She don't care. She don't care. Okay, stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. And Donald, you get around people that know more than the idiots that you got working for you. They're not smart enough, they're not tough enough, and they're not ready for these vultures. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. And, folks, you know, it's been a great week. I've had a great week on the radio, not only here on the show. Great comments, great answers. A lot of people appreciating what we're doing. We thank you for that. But also the guest appearance that I made on Armed America Radio's Daily Defense as a host on Thursday and Friday both. There's a podcast available of that over there, armedamericanradio.com, hour number two on Thursday, hour number two on Friday. And I also put it on my Facebook pages. But this program is all about us. It's all about we the people. I'm an American first, and everything else comes after that. And that's what I do, and that's the way that I will continue to do it. A lot of people say, well, how can you say that? It's going to be like this, 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 and this. And I said, nope, my show, America First. So I will tell you that I've enjoyed the week, and I hope that you've enjoyed what you heard. If you have, tell your friends about it. And if you want to get us on the radio somewhere else, all you got to do is get a hold of that radio station and say, hey, this show is distributed by GCN. Why don't you get a hold of them and put it up there? It doesn't cost you a dime. So there you go. And I will see you on Monday with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great weekend. God bless America, God save America, and stay low.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.